platform 2 Tango Mobile.
KV4 CPA Mobile. How you doing, Rusty?
Hello, Dave. Well, I've had lunch. Went by a grocery store and picked up some stuff I needed there. Ran into somebody I know, and he and I had a good talk. I hadn't talked with him in a good while. And now I'm on my way back to the abode, as they say.
Well, that sounds good. I just finished playing tennis, and you probably could have guessed that. And I'm on my way home. We actually played on some hard courts at Butler Springs. We couldn't get a court at the sports club. And on the very first point, one of the guys fell. And we thought he had, broken something, but he hurt his shoulder, but it's not broken, thank goodness. He was able to continue.
Yeah, those hard courts will get you, and they can eat you up. And I have a friend that he said the other day he was actually playing on a grass court that was set up for playing tennis, believe it or not.
Seymour, where was that?
Down in Georgia.
That explains a lot. I've never seen, that's not to say there's not one up here, but I've never seen one or heard of one. But anyway, I'd like to play on grass just to see what it's like.
He never played before, but they had a chance to play, and he and the people he was with, they had a chance. They were only able to play, a couple of one match. They weren't even able to finish. They got one set in, and that was it. And all because what they were doing is, this was obviously some new court. It was for people who could come in. They could play. With each person having a chance to play and to see what it was like. That's something they were trying, I guess. I don't know. But then they moved from there to the clay courts where they were scheduled to play. But he said it was just a chance. He said it was different. He says you don't know which way that ball is going to go because it will skid like crazy on that grass.
Imagine it's even tougher to play on grass than it is on clay because clay's kind of like that. It can be unpredictable times and, sometimes it'll come straight to you like it's supposed to, and then sometimes it'll go left or right, and it can really surprise you. But anyway, well, I tell you, it sure is nice out here today.
In the car showing 59 degrees, and he said this court was cut like the grass on a green at a golf course. It wasn't long or anything like that. But he said it was interesting to play it because it had a different springy touch than a regular court would be. But you had to watch your step, too, because you never knew when your foot might twist in a different manner than what you're expecting. So, but he said it was interesting, and they said, well, him and the guy he was playing against, they both voted, would they play on it again was the question, and they both said no. So, obviously, it was not a good place to play. Anyway, so what you been doing radio-wise? Anything good?
The night before last, I was on 17 meters on FT8, and I made some real good contacts. I made a good many in Japan and one or two in Russia and China. All over the place on FT8, on 17. I think that was what's the day? Tuesday. That must have been Sunday night.
FT8 much lately. About a week and a half or something ago, I ran it for about 20 minutes. Made about 20 contacts or something like that, 20, 30 minutes and made it. And all, it just wasn't what I was wanting to do that day, so I went on to something else, made a few CW contacts, and then went back to working on the computer and getting a few things done there. So, anyway, and checking into my sideband then sometime, some at night. So, I'm pulling back into the yard, and hopefully my mailman has been here today and delivered my package and my mail. So I'll see when I pull in the yard whether it's on the porch or not. So anyway, Dave, talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T73.
All right, Rusty. Well, you have a good afternoon and a good the rest of this beautiful day. And always a pleasure. Talk to you later. W2T, KB4CBA Mobile.